Unit 10, Korea and the U.S. Section 2, Integrated Listening and Writing. Listen to the conversation and answer the questions. Guess what? I got the job. I'm going to Korea in 6 weeks.
No kidding. So you're going to be teaching English to elementary school kids, right?
Right. I can hardly wait. But I'm kind of nervous about fitting in and not offending anyone. So I was hoping you could kind of educate me on Korean culture.
I'd be happy to. What would you like to know?
Well, I know some things, like you need to take off your shoes in people's homes, and that it's polite to bow. But there's so much I need to learn. For one thing, I've heard that Confucianism has a big influence on Korean culture, but I don't know anything about that.
Okay. I don't want to turn this into a lecture on Confucianism, but it's worth going over some of the concepts. Confucius wrote about the five basic relationships between people. There's the relationship between ruler and ruled, for one, then between husband and wife, then between parent and child, and then between elder and the younger. The last one is between friend and friend. If all people behave properly within these relationships, the result will be a good society.
That's interesting. But how does Confucianism affect the way Koreans think today?
Well, the important thing is that, except for the friend and friend, all of the relationships involve someone of higher status and someone of lower status. The lower status person has to respect and obey the higher status person. And in turn, the person of higher status gives his or her protection and help. You might find when you go to Korea that differences in status are more noticeable, especially when it comes to age. You're expected to show respect to people older than you.
I'm expected to do that here, too.
Not in the same way. You have a little sister, don't you? And she calls you by your first name, right?
What else would she call me?
In Korea, she'd call you older sister. That's how I address my sister when I'm over there. And she addresses me as little brother. The Korean language recognizes the relative status of the speakers in a lot of ways. In general, you need to know someone's age in order to know how to talk to him in Korean.
That's going to make it hard for me to learn.
You'll get the hang of it. Now, age matters in other situations, too. Like at the table. Never start eating until the oldest person at the table has started.
Okay.
And when you're drinking with your Korean friends, don't refill your own glass. That's considered rude. And speaking of table manners, how are you at eating with chopsticks?
Oh, I eat Chinese all the time. I'm an expert.
Good. I once went out with a foreign friend in Seoul, and he kept dropping kimchi and rice all over himself. What else do you need to know? Oh, you might find the shared dishes kind of hard to get used to. Don't expect to order your own separate dinner at a restaurant. Except for rice and soup, everyone at the table usually eats from the dishes.
Oh, I read that Korea is more of a we culture than I culture. I guess that would be an example.
You could say that.
Number one, what is the conversation mainly about? Number two, why are the speakers having the conversation? Number three, what can be inferred about the man? Number four, the man mentions all of the following except. Number five, why does the man mention his friend in Seoul? Number six, listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question.
In general, you need to know someone's age in order to know how to talk to them in Korean.
That's going to make it hard for me to learn.
You'll get the hang of it.
Why does the man say this?
You'll get the hang of it.
Number seven, listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question.
You have a little sister, don't you? And she calls you by your first name, right?
What else would she call me?
In Korea, she would call you older sister. Why does the woman say this?
What else would she call me? Number 8. Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question. Oh, I read that Korea is more of a we culture than an I culture. I guess that would be an example.
You could say that.
What does the man mean when he says this?
You could say that.